Well, you know, there's one thing to be a certain height, and then there's another thing to look at the way the player is built. And I think that goes into the evaluation process too. You know, there's one thing to be, you know, a 5'11" guy, but, you know, a guy that's built very stoutly, and can he take some of the pounding that he may take if you run that style of offense? So, again, that's part of the evaluation process, and that's what we're all in the process of doing here to try to find those type of guys at every position that fit our teams the best.
Michigan State wide receiver Vinny Fowler, table two.
Well, I don't know exactly what the it factor would be. I think when you play quarterback, there are so many different things that go into playing that position. You know, knowledge of your own offense, knowledge of your teammates, knowledge of defense, how much you've won in the past. You know, do you come from a winning program, high school, college, all the way through? You know, I think that goes into it too. So if that's what it is, then I guess that's what it is. You know, but, you know, again, I think we're in the middle of this process, not even in the middle. We're still kind of in the beginning stages of it, and we're all trying to figure out which one of these guys are – that fit our team the best.
Coach, what about John? You guys have, you know, Romeo Crennel and probably a 3-4 and a 2-gap thing. Have you started to talk about how you use JJ in that? You know, people kind of wondered how that'll look like and the way you play.
You know, again, we have talked about a lot of different things. You know, again, our defense will be very multiple. I think people always try to maybe put your defense in a box and label it, you know, we're going to be a 3-4 defense. You know, I think the majority of games played in the NFL now are played in nickel defense or dime defense. So our defense will be very multiple. And we know in J.J. Watt that we have a fantastic player there. I've had a chance to sit down with him and talk with him, and really a good guy, as the people in Houston know. And we're looking forward to working with him on the field, and we're looking forward to seeing what he brings to our defense. So I think he'll fit in really well in our schemes. Well, we're gonna run our scheme. Our scheme on offense will be diverse. You know, we'll run a zone blocking scheme, a power scheme, a trap scheme, a draw scheme, a blast scheme. I mean, we got a lot of different schemes. So, you know, we're gonna do what's best for our team each week. You know, we'll be a game plan offense, and we'll look at the team we're playing and try to figure out what's the best way to play that team.
A couple more.
Right, brought some guys from Penn State that I really believe in, good coaches, smart guys, good communicators. They understand how we work, the hours that we work, the way we work, the way we meet, the style of play that we want to play, things like that. So anytime you can bring guys with you like that, I think it definitely helps in the transition. Well, I don't think it gives you a boost. You know, again, I've only spoken to George once since I took this job, and that was just a congratulatory, you know, hey, congratulations on getting the Houston job. So I haven't spoken to George about anything other than that. So, but again, I did work for George for a long time, and I'm sure that at some point in time we'll talk about Blake and some of the other guys. You know, he's got other guys on that team that are in this draft process too, like Storm Johnson and guys like that. So I'm sure we'll talk to George, just like we'll talk to a lot of college coaches about the players that they have into this draft.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.